What's happening, world? I'm your host, Sasha DeCoupe. I apologize about late episodes. We have been busy. I'm your host, Sasha DeCoupe, again. And today we will be talking about whether money is a want or a need. Today, my tech producer slash dad is going to be our guest. So first of all, what I think is that when money was invented with all the people who helped invent money, workers today do need credit and they do need things to represent their hard work. And that is good, but also, can we just work for our community, people? So we could help our community without getting paid. This is a public service, y'all. So we can help persuade the world to maybe think about how we don't have to pay people to help our community so our world can be better. So, Daddy, what do you think?
Well, I think you bring up some interesting issues, Sasha. The first thing to maybe think about is what the role of money is. So the role of money in our economy is as a medium of exchange. So that means that it helps us trade. And so if you want something and I want something, the money helps us figure out how much we can trade. But you bring up an interesting point about people's work. And there are other issues about people not being fairly compensated for their labor and the labor that provides the community. And so maybe the labor that we do should be done for the help for the betterment of everybody, and then therefore we all can benefit from people's labor. Yeah.
Exactly. We can also barter by doing other services. So if somebody does a service for you, then you can barter and give them a service that you will do.
That's true, and there were entire economies that were operated that way. Why do you think we moved to money instead of to and not the barter system?
Because people would like to use other things to, they were tired of bartering probably and wanted to use something new. So then it was probably very rare when it first started. So then other people wanted it, and so it's rare. And then when it's something's rare, it's more harder to get. So I think that's why money started.
Okay, could be.
I don't know, because I wasn't born in the 1200s. Yeah, but yes, the role of money is very big to other people in America, even people across the world. So we have to make sure we pay fairly. So if you don't pay your workers fairly and you're a big fan of this podcast, maybe think about that, because if you were one of those workers, you probably want to get paid fairly. So, I mean, the workers would like something that represents their work, represents their want to get credit, because they help you with things.
You know, there's a hypothesis about this called labor value theory by a man named Karl Marx that I think we should read more about. What do you think workers could do if they don't feel like they're being paid fairly? What do you think they could do about that?
They could come to the boss and say, "Hey, I noticed that us around you are not getting paid equally. So please think about us. Think about, we are here, dude. We're actual people. Are we invisible to you?"
So you said the people should come together and do that?
Yes.
You know, there's a word for that. Can you imagine?
Unity?
Almost union. Yeah, unity or union, right? Like they come together.
Like an orchestra, when I play an orchestra, Miss Taylor, my teacher, introduced me to a new word named unity.
Yeah, it's like when everybody's working for the same cause, right? Just like you do an orchestra when you're playing together, right? And listening to each other and working towards the same goal. It's the same thing with a union. So all of the workers get together and they say, we're going to make sure that we are compensated fairly, that we're paid fairly, and we're treated right. So I think you're on the right track. What other thoughts do you have about money and work?
Well, I just talked about the need part. Now we're going to talk about the want part. So, I think money is wanted because, well, like I said in the needed part, it's very rare. So, that also puts the want part, and that puts the want part in money. Even though want is not in money. But, yes, there are wants in money. But I'm just trying to say that there's no want. The word want is not in money. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so there is a want side of the money. Because you get money. Sometimes people want money they don't need. Like yesterday I had a garage sale. And I was kind of. Nobody was really coming to our garage sale. That was like, it's early. Besides, we don't have to stress over money we don't need. And I was like, okay, well, I mean, that's true. We don't have to. That also makes the money part of the want. So people want it just to become rich.
And well, people also need money to survive in our economy, the way that we do things. Yep.
Yes, that's the neat part, because people do need money to survive, because people who invented money, who were, maybe were tired of bartering, maybe who invented money, they made money, and then, so now I think it's like it was rare, because it was just getting started. So, then, people got tired of bartering. So, now, there's money all over the world. So, then, people are gonna need it to survive, because if you don't got any money, the people who are the entrepreneurs and people who work at a business say, okay, here you go. Now, where's my money? So, yeah. So, that's the want part. Because if people didn't invent money and just decided to help and keep bartering things, they could have changed the bartering into bartering services. So, yeah, they could have done that. I mean, other than that, because they may have not have thought of that.
Can I ask, what do you mean by bartering services?
What I mean by bartering services, trading services, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you give somebody a service, then they give you a service.
Oh, okay.
So, you do a service for them, and then they do a service for you.
Oh, okay. So, like, if you're good at something, like, if I'm good at fixing cars and you need your car fixed, I might help you fix your car, but if you're good at cooking, sometimes you may cook me a meal. Instead of money, we could just do it that way? Oh, yeah. Okay. That's interesting. Interesting idea.
I mean, it could go on. That might also be a lot of work, but I mean, if that was instead of money, I mean, people will probably be used to it. So a lot more people will probably be a lot more hardworking. So yes, our country could be like, it could have some repairments and stuff. But it's good that we have this world around us where people have good ideas, like what I'm in now, a house. So, yes, whoever invented the house, thank you for shelter. So those are the want parts and the need parts of money. Now, for our very interesting and bizarre segment, random questions from our guest.
All right, Sasha, in our segment, I have to ask you a random question?
As many as you want.
Okay.
Only till 10 minutes.
Okay, what is your favorite food?
My favorite food is anything that includes bacon.
Yeah, you do like bacon a lot. Is there a new bacon thing you want to try, a new bacon and kind of bacon?
Yes, I want to try snacking bacon from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, that does look pretty delicious. Your birthday is coming up. Is there anything you want to tell the people about your birthday or how you feel about turning 8?
I feel very old.
You feel old? How so?
I actually don't feel old. I just say that. But I do want buttercream cupcakes. I only like buttercream icing, just to let you know.
Okay. Well, cool. We're almost at 10 minutes. I think that's when you said you wanted to wrap up. Is there anything last you want to say to your audience?
Well, thank you for watching. As again, I apologize for more episodes today for the delay. And I will see you later.